Vicki Halko. Please state your name for the record and who you represent, please.
My name is Vicki Halko, and I'm the Director of Public Affairs and Marketing for Planned Parenthood of Alaska. And I'd like to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to testify on Senate Bill 30. I would like to add that I'm not 100% prepared. I'll keep my testimony just very brief. I have followed this bill throughout the session, and there have been a number of changes made to it. And I'd like to, I'm calling basically to state my opposition to Senate Bill 30. Senate Bill 30 is redundant, it's unnecessary, and it's a biased bill. Under the Alaska Constitution, the right to choose is a fundamental right for women. SB 30 assumes that physicians are being negligent and not giving their patients the information they need for informed consent. And, SB 30 implies that women are incapable of obtaining this information and asking questions, which is not only untrue, but also discriminatory. Doctors are already required by about sound medical practice and their malpractice insurance providers to assure that informed consent is obtained from their patients. And I'd like to add that I know that the 24-hour waiting period has been added into this working draft. It has been taken out by House Judiciary Committee. And considering the state of Alaska and our rural or geographical issues, it is really an undue burden to have a 24-hour waiting period in the state of Alaska. And from the AG opinions that I have read that have come back after reviewing the bill, there was serious question about the constitutionality of this bill. And I just think that I just would like to just state my opposition for SB 30.
Thank you. I don't see any questions here at this time.
How's Andrew doing?
He's doing great. Right. He's really doing great. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Tell him Bill Williams said hello.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, he used to play Whipple Ball. Is that Whipple Ball?
Huh?
Whipple Ball is your
We have one other person on the line, Karen Gosford. Karen?
Yes, I'm here.
Please state your name for the record. And
all right. My name is Karen Bosberg, and I'm the Executive Director for Alaska Right to Life, and I'd like to thank the Chair and all of the members of the committee for hearing this testimony. It is very important legislation. And as I said before, I represent not only myself, but we have approximately 50,000 households. No, we have about 30,000 households in our database and approximately 50,000 people. And we all understand very clearly that women contemplating abortion need the facts pertaining to physical and psychological damages incurred by abortion, and of course about the growing child within them. A description of the preborn baby is relevant to a woman's decision about abortion. To claim that this information does not pertain directly to the abortion procedure is to deny any possibility that a second human being is involved. Women deserve to know exactly what would be removed before they make a decision. The doctor or nurse or counselor who protects the woman seeking an abortion from the fact to preserve them from anxiety or guilt has made a moral decision on their behalf, and that's very unacceptable. And we've all heard about abortions referred to the preborn baby as the product of conception or tissue or some other term that wouldn't give any humanity to the baby within. And I've heard abortionists on teleconference say that they fully inform their patients before committing the abortion. However, nearly 80% of the women surveyed by the Elliott Institute believe they were denied information or actively misinformed by their counselors prior to their abortion. In a book titled Women Exploited by Abortion, in every one of the thousands of cases documented, a full explanation of possible risks and complications were not given by the abortion provider. Even when direct questions were asked, answers about risks are understated, misconstrued, or avoided. Rather than risks, alternatives, or fetal development, abortion counseling was generally devoted to discussing birth control techniques. This is precisely why we need informed consent laws. Women do have the right to know. And the people on the other side of this issue, the pro-abortion people, are actually censoring this information. They have no right to do that. In fact, in front of me, I have Planned Parenthood of Pennsylvania versus Casey. Here's just a few sentences here I'd like to read to you. This is the justice speaking. They say, we consider the informed consent requirement except in a medical emergency, the statute requires that at least 24 hours before performing an abortion, A physician informed the woman of the nature of the procedure, the health risks of the abortion and of childbirth, and the probable gestational age of the unborn child. And that's in parentheses. Probable gestational age of the unborn child is in quotes. The physician or a qualified non-physician must inform the woman of the availability of printed materials published by the state describing the fetus and providing information about medical assistance for childbirth, information about child support from the father, and a list of agencies which provide adoption and other services as alternatives to abortion. An abortion may not be performed unless the woman certified in writing she has been informed of the availability of these printed materials. And they talk about Akron and some other, Thornburg and some other decisions. And it says, those decisions, along with Danforth, recognize a substantial government interest justifying a requirement that a woman be apprised of the health risks of abortion and childbirth. It cannot be questioned that psychological well-being is a facet of health, nor can it be doubted that most women considering an abortion would deem the impact on the fetus relevant, if not dispositive to the decision. In attempting to ensure that a woman apprehends the full consequences of her decision, the state furthers the legitimate purpose of reducing the risk that a woman may elect an abortion, only to discover later, with devastating psychological consequences, that her decision was not fully informed. If the information the state requires to be made available to the woman is truthful and not misleading, the requirement may be permissible. We also see no reason why the state might not require doctors to inform a woman seeking and obtaining an abortion, and it follows there is no undue burden. So I ask that you pass this through. This is good legislation, and I thank you all for your hard work.
Thank you. I don't see any questions at this time. What I'd like to do right now is set this bill aside and wait for the Department of Law to come in, and we'll get Stephanie up here at that time also. Mr. Senator Dyson will bring this up first thing in the morning at around 8:30. Thank you. Is anything more to come before the committee before we adjourn? If not, here is adjourned till 8:30 a.m. Thank you.